Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden has determined he's going to be the nation's dad, and he's going to tell everyone what they have to do.
He's bona fide. What are you?
I'll tell you what I am. I'm the paterfamilias.
But there is this feeling of dread, fear, stress, anxiety, frustration of a country that's sort of stalled out and not delivering in the way that Biden promised.
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are seeing something going on here, a trend that seems clearly, a message clearly at the Democratic Party.
Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know, let's go, Brandon. We'll see you in court.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, you gotta admit, the opening is catchy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Let's go, Brandon. Someone just tweeted out that this is the day the Biden administration was officially named the Brandon administration. So apparently Kamala Harris, it's on the wires now, has called Glenn Youngkin to officially congratulate him. Meanwhile, President Joe Brandon called Terry McAuliffe to officially congratulate him. So, yikes. 844-500-4242. Let's go to the chump line.
So the new Republican lieutenant governor in Virginia is a black woman. Score one for white supremacy.
Yeah, somebody was tweeting it out that this the Republican victories last night in Virginia were a victory for white supremacy, and then they and then somebody retweeted that with a screenshot of the new black lieutenant governor elect with her family, black people behind her saying, "Yeah, right. Anything you guys say." Let's play cut 24 from Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears from Virginia. Cut 24.
There are some who want to divide us, and we must not let that happen. They would like us to believe we are back in 1963 when my father came. We can live where we want. We can eat where we want. We own the water fountains. We have had a black president elected not once but twice, and here I am, living proof. In case you haven't noticed, I am black, and I have been black all my life.
Well, you know, it's just one small correction. If you work for Donald Trump, maybe you can't eat anywhere you want in Virginia. Just ask Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Or in D.C., Mitch McConnell is yelled at and screamed at when he goes out to dinner with his non-white wife, by the way. But generally speaking, that was a pretty damn good speech.
Kamala plans to push for a heavy-duty electric truck. While on the border, she continues to pass the buck. Between her and Joe, there's one thing I know. Our country is soon going to be bleep out of luck.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Limerick Guy also said, he just texted me, and again, if you want to text us, text Howie to 63566. H, I can't believe how the left can continue this voter fraud unabated when everybody knows exactly what they're up to. It doesn't seem possible. How about the fact that they take polls and most of the Democrats say they want voter ID? The Democrats don't want this because when they're not using voter fraud against Republicans, they're using it against Democrats. One of the places they're having problems with in New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey. Remember the primary election last year in Patterson? They were stealing votes right and left. I think a couple of the city councilors or aldermen, whatever they call them, ended up getting convicted of vote stealing. This was in a Democrat primary. Now it's a year later, and they're in a general election, and guess what? There are voting irregularities in Patterson, New Jersey. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week remembering the 1961 Milgram experiments, which proved ordinary people are likely to follow orders given by an authority figure if they believe their authority is legally based. But those were only experiments. That could never happen in real life, right?
My job is so easy that I can do it in my sleep.
As you proved in Scotland the other day.
Biden's supposed to be the most woke president. Boy, he can't get anything right.
Woke. And now his party is electorally broke. Get woke, go broke. I guess it was proved yesterday. I hope this is a trend that will continue.
Can we hire Obama to campaign for Democrats for the next few cycles?
You know, that's a good point. I was skeptical whether Youngkin could overcome the mail-in voter apparatus that the Democrats have installed. But I did get a bit of hope when Obama came to campaign for him, because Obama has this really almost a 100% track record. Wherever he goes to campaign for somebody, they lose. Just ask Senator Marsha Coakley from Massachusetts.
Howie, Anthony Fauci calling. I can't believe I have to answer these politicians' questions again tomorrow. I don't need Senator Paul hounding me. Poor choice of words.
Very good. I would suggest you try that line tomorrow when he comes after you like a beagle chasing a rabbit.
Build back better. After last night's results, how about bewildered, bemused, and befuddled?
I don't know how bemused they are. They're definitely bewildered and befuddled. How about, I don't know, let me think about that one.
I guess good policy trumps calling the other guy Trump.
Yeah, you know, I like the fact that, you know, Fauci is saying, well, you know, we don't want to go back and, be Monday morning quarterbacking what we did in the past. But what did Biden just do at the very end of his press conference? He blamed everything on Trump again. I mean, if they didn't have Trump to kick around, who would they be blaming? I forgot. COVID and Trump. COVID and Trump. Trump and COVID. Trump and COVID. That's all they got. They have nothing to offer but fear itself.
Murphy's new law. Anything that can go wrong for Democrats on November 2 will go wrong.
I know, but you know what? I'm afraid Murphy's still going to pull it out, even though... I'll just leave it at that.
The Border Patrol have announced they will now be referring to Joe Biden's brain as just another gotaway.
Yeah, catch and release, but first you'd have to catch his brain, and there's nothing to catch.
Howie, Senator Byrd calling. They botched that election in Virginia with their attempted mask mandate at the polls. If they'd put in place a hood mandate, my friends and Governor Northam would have won them the election. Barbaric!
Yeah, I said earlier today that Northam is extremely disappointed with what happened. He's so disappointed that he's going to get his Klan hood out of storage, and he's going to have a cross burning tonight on the grounds of the Executive Mansion in downtown Richmond.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second new Chump Line, brand new messages, listen for Chopped Chumps, which we post every weekday evening around 7 o'clock. And you can get Chopped Chumps, which is made up of the excess messages from the Chump Line that you just heard. You can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the 1961 Milgram experiments, which proved ordinary people are likely to follow orders given by an authority figure if they believe their authority is legally based. But those were only experiments. They could never happen in real life. Right? Right?
Howie, Anthony Fauci calling. I can't believe I have to answer these politicians' questions again tomorrow. I don't need Senator Paul hounding me. Poor choice of words.
I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Rizzo Insurance. Rizzo Insurance provides quality service and carriers such as Safety Insurance. To learn more, visit them at rizzoinsurance.com.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Coast. Stagflation is making a comeback, in case you haven't noticed. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who got the most legitimate votes in New Jersey last night? Phil Murphy or Jack Chattarelli?
Jack Chattarelli, the Republican.
97% say Jack.
All right. Let me read you the latest update. This is from the New York Post. The New Jersey governor's race is still up in the air thanks to vote counting debacles plaguing several counties, all in the northern part of the state. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Including a key area where dozens of machines were shut down before ballots were counted, because they needed to know how many they had to come up with later on. Could that be the reason? A mistake. Is that anything like a glitch? By a poll worker, led machines in 56 voting districts in Essex County, the state's second most populated county, to be turned off before their ballots were tallied, local election officials said. One single poll worker controlled 56 different voting districts, towns, boroughs, whatever, villages. The flub has helped throw a wrench into calling the stunningly tight race between Murphy and GOP foe Jack Chattarelli. The machines have to be brought back to the warehouse, and the judge will issue an order for us to open those machines, retrieve the results, and post those results, thus assuring a Murphy victory. County Clerk Christopher Durkin told News 12. He didn't say about ensuring a Murphy victory, but you know what he meant. Durkin told the Post today that he expects to have the district's results by Thursday night, once they find out, you know, how many votes they need to propel Murphy over the top. Durkin said most of the Essex County districts affected by the machine quote-unquote mistake are located in Newark, Montclair, Maplewood, East Orange, and Irvington. Between 10 and 15,000 votes are at stake. And I'm going to guess between those 10 and 15,000 mistakes, Murphy's probably going to get about 18,000 of those 10 to 15,000 votes. Meanwhile, Patterson in Passaic County, that's the one I told you about. They sent politicians to jail last year for stealing votes in a Democrat primary. Patterson is also grappling with similar vote counting issues, according to the mayor. The mayor said poll workers' unfamiliarity with the county's new voting machines, I guess they were installed after the latest round of election fraud, which happened just last year, led them to accidentally, I'm just reading the words of the New York, accidentally lock the contraptions before their ballots could be counted. Meanwhile, in Hudson County, I believe that's Jersey City. There's been never been any election fraud in Hudson County. At least some early votes were counted twice, according to NBC News. The issue has been addressed. They were supposed to be counted three times. So the issue has been addressed. I made that up, but you know what I'm saying. I knew there was a problem. This morning I got up about like 5:30. And I turned on Fox. I never watch Fox anymore except for Tucker's monologue. But I turned it on because I wanted to see the Virginia results, and it said 88% of the vote had been counted in New Jersey, and Chattarelli had like a slight lead, right? He was ahead. He had 46.5% of the vote, and Murphy had 46%. So I said, that's good news. So I went outside and I, you know, exercised, went in the pool a little bit and all that stuff. And then I came back about 45 minutes later, and the 88% vote tally was down to 87%, and it was a flat tie. And I began to suspect that something was afoot. Yet again in New Jersey. Mr. Garcia will give us an on-the-ground report from Newark. Mr. Garcia, do you think your vote is locked up in one of those contraptions, as the New York Post called them?
Yes, I believe that. Also, I believe Jack going wing, because, listen, very smart. Maybe the Democrats say, okay, we're going to be Murphy going loose, because we're going to tell everybody, hey, it's not a flood. Maybe right. next year, we're going to hit it hard.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Garcia, I've had people tell me the same thing today. They say, aren't the Democrats eventually going to have to let one of these elections not be stolen? You know, just to prove just to fool us into thinking everything's on the level. Can they steal 100% of them all the time from now on? I don't think that's a good policy. They got to let one of these elections play out fairly, don't they?
Yeah, but you're not going to do it. But you're going to pretend and say, hey, Murphy, allow maybe we going to steal next year, and we going to be smooth, and everybody not going to know, because everybody going to say, hey, listen, Virginia and New Jersey won.
Right, they could say, the Republicans swept the elections in 2021. So what if there were only two statewide elections? They still won, so now we can go back to the 2020 model in 2022. I think it would be wise to let Murphy lose this election.
I believe he's going to win, but hopefully not, and I'm praying not, and God bless America.
God bless America, Mr. Garcia. We'll come back and we'll take some more of your calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And by the way, we are now sold out of our gift certificates to Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. And everybody got a good deal who got on board with that. It's not only good for Scally's Irish Ale House, but for their three sister restaurants. Can you still say sister restaurants? De Parma Italian Table, Yarmouth House in West Yarmouth, and Tap City Grill in Hyannis. If you didn't get a chance to get that gift certificate, in the Cheap Bastard deal. You can still come down and see me. We'll be there broadcasting live. I think Taylor will be down there with me in West Yarmouth on a week from Friday. Will you not, Taylor?
As far as I know, I'll be there.
So if you want to see Taylor, you can see Taylor at Scally's Irish Ale House. And we're going to have a good time, and we're going to be giving away free copies of my books, like What Really Happened or Plug Uglies. And you can also sign the petitions for the initiative petitions for to put on the ballot questions to stop Charlie Parker's insane gas tax and to provide voter ID requirements for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some, you know, what is it? Is it a bad thing to compare a human being to a disease, to a virus that's killed 5 million people or millions of people anyway? Van Jones, the former communist on CNN, compared Youngkin, Governor-elect Youngkin, to a disease. He called it the, well, listen to what he said last night. Cut five.
When this election is over in Virginia, we will know, have we seen the emergence of the Delta variant of Trumpism? Youngkin, same disease, but spreads a lot faster and can get a lot more places.
Youngkin is the Delta variant of Trumpism. Is he really? You don't say.
I went out for a few drinks a few weeks ago with a few friends, and it was a chain restaurant, and they had a drink called the Booster Shot. And I said, is this really appropriate? I'm not offended by it, but some thought has to go into that, does it not?
Well, I would assume the Booster Shot is a lot like Long Island iced tea, which is a mixture of, what, six, seven types of alcohol? I mean, the fact that they tell you you can mix and match the Booster Shots, That doesn't seem to be the way medicine has traditionally been practiced in the United States of America, is it? Mixing and maxing, matching? Okay, 844-500-4242. Let's play a cut from Ron DeSantis. I think this was from Fox and Friends this morning. He was brought on. Cut 26, Governor DeSantis from Florida.
When you look at the Brandon administration, in terms of what they're doing.
Oh, my God. He calls it the Brandon administration. And Kamala Harris, I mean, she just keeps... She is so dumb. I mean, at least Joe Biden has an excuse. He's got dementia. I mean, what is her excuse for saying these stupid things over and over again? I mean, why would you say that something that you don't know how it's going to turn out is going to be the predictor for 2022 and 2024? No sane person would say that, whether you're on like a quarterly conference call with the investors, if you run a corporation, or you're predicting how many Christmas trees you're going to, your social organization is going to sell. You don't make predictions like that you don't know how they're going to turn out, or you have to at least hedge them a little bit. But this is Kamala last week talking about what would happen in Virginia. Well, again, just listen to what she says. Cut 22.
Because you see, what happens in Virginia will in large part determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and on.
Now let's hope so. Let's certainly hope so. 844-500-4242, 413. I just tuned in. Did you mention that Newsmax called Virginia at 845 and mocked Fox News all night long for not making the obvious call? Yeah, Fox News, according to Breitbart, Newsmax has now put out a press release on it. Fox News was the last major media outlet to call the state for Youngkin. Even the New York Times called it long before Fox News called it. And again, remember Fox News on election night last year, just about a year ago, was it exactly a year ago? Perhaps exactly a year ago, was the first major network to call Arizona for Joe Biden. And again, Joe Biden got more votes. The audit said that. But the fact is that tens of thousands of the votes in Arizona were fraudulent. That's what the audit also proved. So I guess we'll never know who really won Arizona. But Fox News knew who won immediately. But they didn't know that Youngkin won until like 1:30 this morning. 844-500-4242. Here was an interesting take from a tweet from Max Stoller. I guess he's a blue check mark Democrat. I have views on what Democrats are doing wrong politically, but the basic issue is that we are out of touch. I've never seen such wildly pro-labor sentiment in America in my lifetime, but the Democrat governing class has no connection to the working class. Boy, is that ever true. You can see that in all the news, all their newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe. They don't know anybody who has a real job. And, you know, it's not only this guy, Matt Stoller, that was saying it. David Axelrod, he was a pretty good operative in his time. He's a former reporter for the Chicago Tribune who went to work for Obama and managed him through the sordid, squalid politics of Chicago. And this is what he had to say about what the Democrat Party has become. David Axelrod, Cut 17.
I mean, you know, we've become, you know, Democratic Party, what you've seen is it's become a more college-educated urban party in coalition with minority voters. And the messages tend to be moralizing. It's moralizing. Like, we are going to tell you, we will tell you what is right.
Exactly. Moralizing. And they don't understand that people who work for a living don't really like to be told what to do by somebody who doesn't work for a living. And those are the quote-unquote college-educated Democrats. College-educated Democrats still think Joe Biden is doing a good job. People who don't have a college education have kind of put two and two together. So what does that tell you about the worth of a college education these days? I think it tells you all you need to know, actually. Dominic, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dominic.
Howie, the first thing they say this morning is they got to get Merrick Garland on the case. I was watching the Talking Heads on MSNBC this morning to see how apoplectic they went about Virginia. So that's the first thing they run to, you know?
Well, you know, you think Merrick Garland's family suffered a dramatic financial catastrophe last night. His son-in-law is going to sell a lot fewer of those critical race theory textbooks in Virginia now. Because, Youngkin, that was his first promise. He's going to do away with CRT in the Virginia schools. That's going to cost the Garland family millions of dollars.
Exactly right. And that's why I can't even believe it. These people are living in fantasy land. I swear to God, I feel like I walk on the sky when I get up in the morning.
You know? I agree. I mean, and, you know, after 2020, you would think they would be a little more subtle. You know, and again, I wake up and they say 88% of the vote has been counted in New Jersey and Chattarelli's ahead. And then I go out for a few minutes and I come back and it says, Fox News is saying 80, it's not Fox News, it's just the general counting. It's down to 87%. So how can the polls have been closed for, what, close to 12 hours? And it's gone from 88% counted to 87% counted? How does that work? The British used to call these places rotten boroughs. Are these, you think, is New Jersey just a giant rotten borough? I would say it is. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Didn't get much play in the news, but there was an article in Bloomberg. I figure you're sort of like the acting president, so I'll let you know about it because Biden doesn't know. But there was an article last week that coal supplies that utilities hold are down to critical lows, like 10-day supply.
God.
I talked to a friend in Houston about it that lives. He knows the energy business, and there's some people actively saying the grid could go down if the weather gets cold enough this year, because we've drained our supplies of natural fossil fuels down and we had to switch to coal because we're exporting a lot of our natural gas to China. So this hasn't gotten much play in the press. There's been a couple articles, but I'm just telling you, the guy from Texas said, he said to him, could this happen? He goes, a year ago, I would say no, but as you know, our grid went down in Texas last year.
Right.
And he goes, the only difference is, he goes, this year, if it goes down, it hits New England, it's going to be a lot colder up there than it's going to be in Texas in the winter.
Oh, man. You know, the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, keep Joe Biden away from it, because he can break anything. He can break anything. Thanks for sharing that bad news. But it's forewarned is forearmed, but it is depressing to think about. 844-500-4242. And the price of heating oil is going through the roof, and natural gas is going through the roof. Some places going to be up as much as 54%. It was all so preventable. And Biden is blaming Trump for all of this as he walks out the door. We'll play those cuts when we come back. What's he blaming Trump for? The fact that we had plenty of energy, that gas prices were under $2 a gallon, that Afghanistan was not in control of the Taliban, that the border was, the southern border was secure. These are some of the problems that Trump left him with. But by God, he solved them all, hasn't he? Every last one of them. 844-500-4242. Balance 7 gives me more energy. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I was enjoying activities like hiking again. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. At Remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. You know, they're trying to get people to check out Balance 7, my listeners, because when most people get used to drinking Balance 7 three times a day, just that little shot, they feel so much better that they keep buying it. So Balance 7 wants to give you a special deal to introduce you to this great product. I swear by it. I really do. I wasn't sure I would when I started taking it, but I really love it. It's good for me, and it'll be good for you. Right now, Balance 7 is offering $10 off and free shipping on any of their 30-day supply packages. Take a look at their site at balance7.com. Use code Howie. Use code word Howie and save $10 plus get free shipping. That's balance7.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
All right, let's play a couple of cuts from Biden's stumbling and mumbling press conference. And again, this was Operation, like so many of his press conferences, this was Operation Change the Subject from last night's disastrous election returns to the kiddies now have to get a vaccination, or he's recommending the kiddies get a vaccination. And if that doesn't float your boat, and you maybe think the kiddies don't need to get a vaccination, as many of us do think they don't, he suggested senior citizens have to get a booster shot. Fully vaccinated senior citizens. So it's kind of an oxymoron. If you're fully vaccinated, then do you need a booster shot? But so you're telling us now being fully vaccinated isn't really as fully as you told us. But anyway, so here he is starting out. He swallows wrong and he has to take a quick drink. Cut one.
We've already sent millions of doses and millions more to come by next week. These doses will be available at approximately, I beg your pardon, I swallowed wrong.
Okay, come on, get it together, Dementia Joe. Cut two.
Will be available in approximately 20,000 locations around the country. These include places that parents know and trust, their local pharmacies, their pediatricians, family doctors, and children's hospitals. Many of the vaccine sites will offer times on nights and weekends so parents can take their children to get vaccinated after work and after school.
And why do we need to have the kids getting vaccinated? Cut six.
The pandemic is not yet behind us, but we're getting there.
The pandemic is not yes behind us. Not yes. He can't even read stuff off the teleprompter. And he's there in the fake White House. Cut four.
Trusted messengers like your pediatricians,
family doctors. Okay, so he apparently hasn't gotten the results yet from the Virginia elections. Cut seven.
I was talking to Terry to congratulate him today. He got 600,000 more votes than any Democrat ever has gotten. We brought out every Democrat about there was, more votes than ever has been cast for a Democratic incumbent. I'm not incumbent, a Democrat running for governor.
He called to congratulate Terry McAuliffe. Okay, I'm sure Terry appreciated the congratulations. Okay, so here's the thing with Peter Doocy from Fox talking about the story that hasn't been denied for 6 days, that the illegal aliens that crossed the border under Trump and were quote-unquote separated from their alleged children are going to get $400,000 each. Cut 10.
As you were leaving for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay.
So $450,000 per person, is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going to happen.
That report came out Thursday afternoon last week. Today is Wednesday afternoon. If it was garbage, and it was on the front page of the largest newspaper in the country, the Wall Street Journal, why has it taken 6 days to deny the garbage report? Cut 31. Or cut 11, excuse me, 31 seconds long.
When you went to try to help Terry McAuliffe a couple weeks ago before he left, you mentioned Trump 24 times. Do you still think that voters really want to hear you talking about Trump more than the issues affecting them every day?
Well, the reason I mentioned Trump, if I didn't count the times, is because the issues he supports are affecting their lives every day, and they're a negative impact on their lives, in my view. Thank you all very much.
God, I wish we could have some of those negative effects back. Full shelves at the Home Depots and Lowe's and the supermarkets. Gas under $2 a gallon. God, those were terrible days. You didn't have to worry about illegal aliens crossing the borders in the hundreds of thousands. You didn't have to worry about rapist Afghans, unvetted, coming across the border. Those were the bad old days, weren't they? I'm Howie Carr.
In the year of our Lord, 1854, began a small company where the sea meets the shore. Two brothers at first, they soon brought on the third, and those three Matthews brothers were the first window nerds. In the free state of Maine, just 2 dozen years old, they made their first window, a joy to behold, with steam engines for power and coal lamps.